The Museum of the Opificio in the mid-20th century, the revival of an ancient tradition. In the 1950s, Florence was a city in evolution, as many others in Italy at that time, focusing on a renaissance of many aspects of city life, including art. In those years, several experiences in the revival of the Florentine mosaic technique took place at the Opificio, with the aim of renovating the ancient tradition of the workshop. In 1952, the Opificio Museum reopened with a new layout by Lando Bartoli, director of the Opificio, and the art historian Edward Andrew Macer. With the new layout of the rooms, the curators wanted to document not only the Opificio's past flourishing activity, but also the conservation of the technical skills of the ancient workshop by displaying also contemporary artworks. In order to relaunch the technique of the Florentine mosaic commisso, in November 1953, Lando Bartoli announced a competition for panels made with hard and soft stones and sketches to be realized in the commisso technique. These showcases display some of the artworks realized by the Opificio workshop after the contest, including the panel made to a sketch by Alvaro Monini that won the first prize.